Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Certain sounds that make you cringe.
Oh.
But as a parent, I reckon there's one sound that really smashes your serenity. It's this sound. Oh. You're sitting down, back veranda, just about to have a cup of tea, maybe a conversation with your husband. All is quiet, and then you hear that.
Oh, that was a...
Oh, no.
I actually thought that was a real baby then. That was a great impersonation of Henry.
That is a dreaded sound. Oh, you've just brought me back 10 years, and I'm... Oh my God, I'm looking better than I look now, but I'm feeling so stressed at that sound. Oh my God,
and it's the baby monitor sound, and it just like honestly, it shatters the silence and the serenity, and you just go, oh God, it makes you feel sick in the stomach. You're like, there it goes. Haven't even started my tea. The baby's up. Let's go get the kid. I think every parent knows when you get to get rid of the baby monitor, it's so good. So, because Henry sleeps in our room, and so we've got the baby monitor, and it's just a good way to keep track
of
your baby, and you can look at them. They have come with video cameras these days. Ilani's time they didn't, but now you can get video cameras. Apparently,
fancy.
Uh-huh. I know.
We used to have a phone in our bedroom and a phone in the living room, and you just take one phone off the hook and just put it beside the bed, and then from the living room you pick up the other phone, and go, yeah, I can still hear breathing.
Yeah, that's.
I can hear breathing over.
That is old school. I love it.
It works.
The other night we went to bed and put the kids to bed. Then Milko and I finally turned in for the night, and it's so good, especially when you get to go to bed early. So we were in bed by like 9:30, which is unheard of for us. Usually we're up trying to binge watch a TV series or do some work or whatever, or trying to wrangle a child.
Yeah.
And so nice early night to bed. And in the morning, I got up early to go to work, and Mama Jew comes down the stairs. She's like, oh, morning. I said, morning, how you going? She goes, yeah, good. Got a little tip for you. Turn off the baby monitor when you go to bed.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no. What are you talking about? And she goes, well, the baby monitor's in your bedroom, so turn off the baby monitor when you go to bed.
Oh, no.
So I take it back. There's actually two sounds that really make you cringe as a parent if you hear them by the baby monitor. One of them's crying. The other one sounds similar depending on.
TMI. Oh, my God. Mama Jude is scarred for life.
The poor woman. Lucky Ilani wasn't home. She would have been in the fetal position in the corner.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
But right now, Jade, Damien, this is a topic that is or a segment that has been going off a lot of people on our Facebook page. Whenever we put the Zoom up and with the videos up of what's going on, everybody's saying, give us more of the hypothetical.
All
right. Well, we've done it. We've got DJ Dino, the boss man, into another studio, the secret studio here at Wave FM, Studio 22. He has today recorded another hypothetical. You ready for it?
We're ready.
Here it comes.
Imagine living in a world where you could eat whatever, whenever, without ever putting on weight.
Oh.
Jade, Straney, Damien. If you could choose between $1 million cash or the chance to eat to your heart's desire with no gain in kilos, what would you choose?
That's a controversial one, isn't it? I'm taking $1 million.
But
put
you're
it
naturally
into my bank account.
But see, the thing is, you've already said to me that you don't think about food, and you have to be reminded to eat some day. So, man, that's you're already living your best life.
I'm not a foodie. I'm just not a foodie unless it's chocolate. He never specified chocolate, and I do
but
like
imagine,
chocolate.
No, he said any food. He said you could eat any food that you desire.
He also said
you could have chocolate every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You could have chocolate.
He said it wouldn't put on any weight, but he didn't say it wouldn't increase your cholesterol or your. Are we assuming that that's all covered?
Yeah, you'll make it. You're reading far too much into that. I would have the food. I'm a foodie, so I'd have the food, not gain weight.
Come on,
I would actually go for the $1 million. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, and I do love food and drink. We all know that. But I feel like that I'll need to get $1 million to then pay for my food and drink bill, because if I can eat and drink whatever I want, I'm going to be bathing in Verve, my friends.
Didn't actually specify that you have to pay for the food,
though. Yeah, it's assumed
you could have
for free
the food. But any food that you desire, and not gain weight.
Any food that you... Okay. $1 million, guys. Think of what you could do with that. You could get a chef.
How much is your grocery bill a week?
That's a lot.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, no. Okay,
it's every day. It's not just every week.
I'm changing my mind then. Since the food and drinks, it's part of the package. It's part of the hypothetical package.
It's like going on a cruise. It's a cruise through life.
I'm taking the food and drink, man. Oh, what a way to live your days.
No, see, that's a lie, Jade, because you're not taking the food and drink. You're only taking the drink.
Just a drink.
Beer is good food, Strainy. Beer is good food. There's a lot of vitamins in it. That's why they've got vitamin B on the shelf.
That's right.
You know what? I'll be laughing as I'm driving by in my Maserati, and I'm just waving at yous, and
just your one Maserati.
And that's right, and we'll be laughing when you spend the rest of your life doing burpees to try and work off the food, and when your metabolism slows down, we'll be standing there eating a cheeseburger and drinking a beer, going,
"See you later, Damo."
Oh, wow.
Enjoy your star jumps, mate. We're going to lunch.
Jesus, it took a real big turn, isn't it? You guys just went all dodgy on me.
We did.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainy and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Wave FM's Jade and Strainy. Now with Damien Leaf.
Worldwide. Weird.
All right, I got a really weird story for you guys, and it's got to be one of the weirdest stories that I've come across in recent times. In relation to tattoos, all right?
Okay.
Tattoos, all right? There's a lady who... I won't go into the gory details, but I had a tattoo on her posterior. Right. All right?
Like a butt tat.
Yeah.
Like a tramp stamp. Don't they call them tramp stamps? The ones that are...
No, they're higher up.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
no.
Okay, right.
This was a lower down one, all right? So okay.
On the butt top.
It was on the... Yeah.
On the cheek.
It was a cheeky tattoo. Let's just say tattoo. She was getting a touch up because it was... it needed some extra work by a tattoo parlor guy. And...
his official title. I'm a tattoo parlor guy.
I don't know how reputable this place was, because while he was tattooing, he was smoking a cigarette at the same time. Yeah. And unfortunately, there was a gas leak. we all know what I'm referred to there. The gas leak, as in...
From the person getting the tattoo.
From the person getting the tattoo.
Yep. Oh.
Accidentally leaked a little bit of gas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Came out, and the cigarette ignited it.
No way. That's not a little gas leak. That's a... How does that happen?
And it set his beard on fire.
What?
And he had to be rushed to emergency. This is a true story. Now, there's a lot of factors here at play. He's smoking while doing a tattoo. He has a big beard. He's in the posterior region. I mean, it was a high-risk maneuver. It really was.
Absolutely.
I mean, anything could have happened at any particular... There you go. It just goes to show. Bit of gas.
Yep.
who would expect... Methane. It's a powerful gas.
Must have been a lot, like I said. Far out.
Yeah, it said in the...
Are you sure it was a female and not a male?
No, it was a female. And actually, it said it was only a small, little, silent piece of gas.
I was going to say, because from my experience, Adam Strainy could kill plant life.
That's about enough.
That is a silent but violent right there.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainy and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Milko, on the weekend, was going to Noni. He went and held with someone. He's like, oh, yeah, we got some news to tell you. And Mum nearly fainted. And then I was like, Mum, I'm holding a glass of wine. Of course I'm not pregnant. And she was like, oh, thank God for that. Thank God for that. But look, four is more than enough children for us.
Yes.
We don't sleep. Things are chaotic. Mm. We've had to get a 7-seater car because you've got to fit them all in. It's hard to remember their names.
But it's a good chaotic, Jade, right?
You wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Mm-hmm.
Look,
of course
I love every single one of my kids, and no way would I trade them. Would I want to have more? No, I think we're good. Yeah. But I didn't realise that our new premier had so many kids. So there was a big announcement today saying that Dominic Perrochet is going to be the father of 7 children in the next couple of months.
Ooh, I was like, God.
What? So he's got 5 daughters and a son, and they're about to welcome into their world another daughter. So they're going to have 7 kids. It just blows my mind. Like, my hat goes off to anyone, and I'm just looking at a family photo here. The fact that they've got all the children dressed and the mum looks like she's had a shower in the last week and got a little bit of makeup on, like, that blows my mind. Mm. Like, my hands go down to you, and I'm like, you are the new mother in Oracle. Because, look, let's face it, I've been in tracky ducks for the past 6 months. So I just think it's amazing how together they look with 7 kids. It's a lot of kids in your midst. But some people love a big family. One of my girlfriends, she's got 5 kids, and she would have more if she could.
Yeah, wow.
She loves it. Yeah. She loves it. Loves being a parent and just loves being a mum.
I mean, it was all the rage at one point, wasn't it? I mean, when I was growing up.
It was all the rage. When we didn't have television.
Like in Ireland, everyone had a big family. It was like.
Yeah, but how big's big?
The Catholic way.
Back in Ireland, they were so big that even to this day, I still don't know all my aunties and uncles' names.
Wow. You
know,
there's
a lot in there.
No,
there's,
but like, how big? How many?
Oh, like 13 and 14, that kind of.
Your mother's one of 13.
No, Mam's one of 11. I think Dad's one of 12.
Wow. Yeah, my dad's one of 10.
Your dad's one of 10, Jack.
Yeah, my dad's one of 10.
See, I thought my father was unusual being one of 6. I thought that's a lot, because we had a lot of aunties and uncles.
Yeah.
I thought that was unusual. But you're saying 12 and 13. I don't think that happens in the Illawarra now, though. Like, we don't have that amount of kids like Dominic.
Back then, if you were Dominic and you went up and said, yeah, we're about to have our 8th child, people would have gone, what, is that all?
Yeah, only eight.
Well, the thing is, too, it was cheaper to raise a child, I think, back in the day, because we didn't have so much stuff. They didn't need to get iPads and iPhones and everything like that.
And shoes and
contraception probably wasn't as available too, and for religious reasons, a lot of people don't use it. But I reckon there's still big families today, but it is definitely nowhere near as prominent. I think there's more people that have just one child or 2, if any.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be really interested to find out, though. Like, I'd be really keen to find out how big is your big family, if you're part of a big family. Tell us, what are you like? Big?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I've got a big family with 4 kids in this day and age.
Yeah, same.
But I'm sure there's people that have got more kids than me.
Like, I know that you, Jade, and Tanya and I, we feel the same. Like, you know, people look at you when you've got 4 kids in tow.
Yeah.
And they look at you, like, and go, what? They've got 4 kids.
It's like herding sheep when you're out and about. Bring them in. Come on.
Well, we want to find out this morning. Tell us about your large family or a large family you know. Do you know somebody that's part of a big family? So we're talking big families this morning. Guys, we're going to go straight to Gerringong because Kerry is on the blower.
We have 6 children.
Oh, nice.
6 children, just like Brad Pitt. Oh, just like Pitt and Julie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. 6 children, 8 grandchildren, numerous grand dogs.
What do you love about having a lot of kids?
All the grandchildren.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you're at the sweet spot of life where you get to hand them back.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the good bit when you become a grandparent. You go, right, I've had me kids now, whether it's 6. But let's move on to Fig Tree, Rochelle.
Well, not my family. My nan was the eldest of 9 kids.
9 kids. That's getting up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids. So she was the eldest. Did she grow up basically being mini-mum?
She did, yes. She had to leave school and look after the younger ones.
Yeah, that was kind of the generational thing. They left school early to look after everybody else. And then so that mum and dad could be either make the money or be the homemaker.
That's it, yeah.
And do you think it was stricter then? You know, if you've got a bigger family, do you need to be a lot stricter with your kid to try and keep things in order?
I reckon you would have to be.
You would
Dom
have to be.
Dom Perignon.
Probably just don't call him Dom Perignon either.
No, let's just call him Premier Dom. So Premier Dom.
The French Dom.
Yeah. Frenchy Dom. We'll call him Frog Legs Dom. So
that took a turn. Frog Legs Dom.
He was one of 12, so he's used to having a big family, and he said that his mum ran a really tight ship. She was very strict.
You'd have
and they all had jobs. Mm. Oh, Jobs, he used to shine the shoes in summer, and in the winter he'd change the nappies. God, you'd be wanting summer to come back around, wouldn't you?
Oh, wouldn't you what? Wouldn't you what? We're going to go to our final caller, guys, because we're going to go to M in Primby.
I'm the second eldest of 13.
Oh, wow. All right.
13?
So this is a modern-day big family. Okay, so... why so many kids? Didn't your mum have a reason?
No, this is my dad. So my dad has 6 baby mamas. Oh. The eldest is being 30. He turned 30 this year. And my younger brother is actually 7 months old. So my nephew is 7 months old, and so is my brother. And then my other brother had a baby a week after my dad. So my 2 nephews and my brother are all a week apart.
See, that's the thing with big families, Em. You get really confused about who's who in the zoo, don't you?
Yes, well, considering that my dad's partner is younger than my husband, it's a bit chaotic.
All right.
13 kids.
That's
crazy.
Family.
And then growing up and then going, hey, you're my uncle or my brother or my cousin. Yeah. I don't know. Let's just say we're related, okay? We're part of the same family.
Hey, Em, you have a great day and enjoy Christmas this year because it'll be mad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love it. The more the merrier, I say.
That is good stuff, isn't it? And the Christmases are amazing.